Hi, it's Pastor Jeff, and I want to welcome you to our study of Christian beliefs, 20 basics that every Christian should know. Today, we're going to kick off this study, and we will look at 20 Christian beliefs that every Christian should know. And let me just tell you, if you meet the Lord, if you meet King Jesus, you can do that without any knowledge of him whatsoever. He simply comes, makes himself known. You have an experience with him. It's undeniable. And the fact will remain that you met Jesus the Christ. You met God Almighty. You may have had a power encounter with the one true living God. Now, that's true, but if you're going to know the living God, you need to know him per his word. And that's what we're setting out to do, is we're going to take this journey with Jesus, getting to know him through the truth of his word. And Wayne Grudem and his staff have done a wonderful job. I studied under him and his work called Systematic Theology when I went through seminary. And he has since taken that book and summarized it twice, with the most fundamentals boiled down to this book, Christian Beliefs. And it's my prayer that as we go through this together, it will help to inform your head with the truth that needs to be understood so that your heart and your hands can rightly align with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So let me begin by just walking you through a couple of highlights in Grudem's preface. And then we'll jump right in to chapter 1, where we get to understand what the Bible is. We'll begin, as always, with God's Word. So let me share with you from Grudem. He says at the beginning in his preface, "God's very words are living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Now, you probably recognize that's Hebrews 4, verse 12. That's not isolated to Grudem and his work. That's in the Word of God, and it serves as the umbrella over which all that we will study comes. Now, to Grudem and his words, he says, "The words of the Bible nourish us spiritually, and it is God's Word. It is the word of God that is able to build us up." That's Acts 20:32. "People," says Grudem, "who don't know what the Bible teaches will have no ability to distinguish truth from error. And they will be like children who are tossed to and fro by the waves and are carried about by every wind of doctrine." Again, that's paraphrasing Ephesians 4:14. "Christians, by contrast," says Grudem, "Christians who have a solid foundation will be more mature. We will be not easily misled or led astray. Instead, we will have better judgment. We will have powers of discernment that are trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." Again, Hebrews 5, verse 14. I hope that you get a feel for how we're going to handle this time. With all that we learn, it's all coming from God's Word, and it will all be under the authority of God's Word. Let's begin with chapter 1. What is the Bible? What is the Bible? Any reasonable look at any single belief in Christianity should be based on what God's Word says on the subject. What God says based on God's Word on the subject. Therefore, it makes sense that we should begin all of our basic beliefs with what we believe about the Bible. One topic that the Bible thoroughly covers is itself. When we go to God's Word, we see that God's Word has much to say about God's Word. Let's look under category number 1, the authority of the Bible. All the words in the Bible are God's words. Therefore, to disbelieve or disobey those words in God's Word is to disbelieve and disobey God Himself. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us that God's word is his word. Therefore, it's his authority. In 1 Timothy 5:18, we read that the scriptures say, and here Paul is referencing both Old Testament, Deuteronomy 25:4, and then again the New Testament in Luke 10:7. And what we're seeing is that God's word says that God's word is God's word. That's why Paul could write that, quote, "The things I am writing to you are a command of the Lord." 1 Corinthians 14:37. Again, let us be sure to establish at the beginning that the Bible is the word of God. If God claims that the words of Scripture are his own, says Grudem, then there is ultimately no higher authority one can appeal to for proof of this claim. It's ultimately Scripture itself that affirms the authority of Scripture itself. The claims of Scripture are to become our personal convictions, and that can only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what God's Word tells us, that it is God's Word that should be treated as God's Word, and it's only God's Spirit that can confirm this in the spirit of God's people. I know this sounds circular, but it's spiritual, it's divine, it's perfect. This is the perfect God sharing with us his perfect word to give us perfect clarity. The Holy Spirit, says Grudem, makes readers realize and believe that the words of Scripture are the very words of God. It is as Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." As God's very words, the words of Scripture, are more than simply true, they are truth itself. That's John 17:17. The words of Scripture are the final measure by which all supposed truth is to be gauged. Therefore, that which conforms to the Scripture is true, and that which does not conform to the Scripture is not true. You see, God's word, the Bible, is our ultimate authority. It defines everything, and it determines what is good, what is bad, what is true, what is false. And note this, that if the Bible cannot be trusted, then God himself would not be able to be trusted. And if the Bible is to be trusted, and it is, that's affirming that we believe that God is to be trusted. Grudem goes on and he says, "To disbelieve God himself is to place yourself as a higher authority with a deeper, more developed understanding on a topic or topics than God himself." Can you imagine thinking that? Most Christians would shudder at the thought, and yet most sinners believe and live this way every day. Second part of looking at the Scriptures. Let's look at the clarity of Scripture. Quote, "The Bible is written in such a way that all things necessary to become a Christian, to live as a Christian, and to grow as a Christian are clear in God's word." See Psalms 19:7 and 119, verse 130. "Since the things of God are spiritually discerned," 1 Corinthians 2:14, "a proper understanding of Scripture is more often the result of an individual's spiritual condition as opposed to their intellectual capacity." How you live and who you are spiritually is going to have more to do with how you understand and see clearly the teachings of the Scriptures as opposed to how intellectually savvy or capable you are. It's about God at work in you that will determine how God's word will come in and then go out through you. The third aspect here is the necessity of Scripture. The Bible speaks very clearly about our necessity for the Scriptures. The necessity of Scripture means that it is necessary to read the Bible or to have someone tell us what is in the Bible if we're going to know God personally. Again, to know the God of the Word is to know the Word of God. Romans 10:17 tells us, "For faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God." If there is no one preaching the word of Christ, Paul says, then people won't be saved, and that word itself comes from Scripture. Again, see how it's Scripture that is informing Scripture. To neglect regular reading of the Bible is personally, spiritually detrimental to the health of a person's soul. We need the Word of God to feed and nourish our souls. We need the Word of God to give us that which is going to guide us on a daily basis. You see, the Bible is our only source of clear and definite statements regarding God's will. If you want to know God's will, the only place that you can go to know that you know that you have rightly heard and taken in God's will, above and beyond your praying, where you and I could be deceived, our hearts at times can deceive us, God's word will always be true. It is the one place where you can always go and get an unshakable, unchanging, eternal truth that will always reveal God's will and God's ways. Amen. Okay, the fourth part is to see the sufficiency of Scripture. The Bible tells us that the Bible is all we need. 2 Peter 1:3 says, "You have received, when you received the Spirit of God, you received in Him, with Him, an understanding of the Scripture that would then give us guidance for all things, for all times. That with the Holy Spirit in us and the Holy Word of God before us, we are fully equipped." Grudem says, quote, "In the Bible, God has given us instructions that equip us for every good work that He wants us to do." That again is 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. In short, says our author here, Scripture is sufficient. Scripture is sufficient. In fact, he goes on to say the sufficiency of Scripture should encourage us to search through the Bible and to try and find what God would have us to think about, to do, how to respond in every situation. Whatever is before you, God's Word will help you to handle it, to walk through it, to deal with it, to maximize the glory of God by walking in a way that exemplifies His grace and is in line with His desire and His will. Grudem says, "We do not have license to place on par with Scripture any modern revelations, leadings, or other forms of guidance that we might believe to be from God." So if somebody says, "Well, I know what the Scriptures say, but I feel," or "I had a dream," or "I had a vision," or "God answered my prayer," listen, if any of that goes against the grain, against the truth of God's word, it's something between a deception, a misunderstanding, or a flat-out lie, because God's word will never take a back seat to any other modern version or personal version or expert's version of truth. God's word is truth, always has been, always will be. One last thought here before we close out our first session. Grudem says, "One should exhibit a humble hesitancy in placing more emphasis on issues that the Bible has not addressed." So you don't want to go outside of God's word, regardless of who says it or how you feel, and you don't want to emphasize or stress those things that the Bible does not emphasize or stress. Let us remain humble, coming under the authority of God's word, recognizing that in Christ, with His Spirit in us and His word before us, we have everything we need for life and godliness. Again, 2 Peter 1:3. Amen and amen.